Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner. And I will lead you in our guided meditation today, as I do each day this program is on the air. Unlearning toxicity, as the song says, is what we're all about. And understanding that this power is within us, this power called enlightenism, this power that we call God. And defining it for ourselves is our freedom. And so I ask now, all of you that are able and are not driving or doing something that requires your eyes to remain open, just to close your eyes very softly. And as you close your eyes softly, begin breathing in and out in a very calming and deliberate manner. The idea of this is to shut off from the hurry and worry and the hustle and bustle that we pick up in our daily lives and continue to live from that process. The idea of this broadcast is to understand and find that power within. Our prayerful meditations allow you to understand the beingness that you are whole, perfect, and complete. You were born that way, and you have everything that you will ever need for the journey. So as your eyes are closed and you are breathing in and out in a very gentle, calming, and deliberate manner, I will read to you our Enlightenism prayerful meditation taken from the book Enlightenism. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with a knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath in and let it out very slowly as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. Before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I just want to share with you a thought of how powerful this prayerful meditation is. When we become angry about something, what happens before enlightenism is that you nurture that anger over years. It may not be happening now, but you continue to devote and nurture your time to the anger. And the idea of the prayerful meditation is to understand that you are the greater power. And remember this verse from the meditation, the prayerful meditation, when you're in a throe of anger or unforgiveness, as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. That condition is a greatness. It's greater than anger. It's greater than holding on. And that's just a thought. So now I give you author, philosopher, prophet, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for that wonderful meditation and insights. I like the part you said. I like the meditation that you did today, because I think it really hits everything on the head, as you said. As long as I'm aware of being the great power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life.
Absolutely.
That's powerful. So powerful. Wherever we are today, as long as you can perceive yourself as the greater power, then you are in a place of peace with yourself. But if someone else is the greater power, then you have anger, worry, resentment, victimization,
yes,
powerlessness, and it just goes on and on.
Yes.
And I would encourage all of the listeners to get the book Enlightenism. She was reading, reciting the meditation from the book Enlightenism.
Absolutely.
And at the back of the book, there's some meditation. And therefore, the 7 days of the week. So that's some great
right.
information.
Absolutely.
Great information.
That's how we use this book. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. You're quite welcome. Great information. Thank you, Sister Carla.
You're welcome.
Folks, I'm Brother Malcolm coming to you live from the Enlightenism Zone. I want to welcome all of you to part two of the broadcast. Sister Carol got us started with a powerful meditation. And that meditation is something that I think has an impact on me and has an impact on all others. When you're aware, as long as you're aware of being the greater power, perceive yourself greater than the conditions in your life. And that plays off of, I should say now, play off of, it connects to the 10 principles of enlightenment. The first principle is responsibility. You have responsibility for the conditions in your life. And understand why you're responsible. Why are you accepting responsibility for something that you may believe that you didn't do or that someone else did? And then you can see how the meditation ties in. Then you can say the second principle is I acknowledge that my beliefs and values created the conditions in my life. You see how that ties in with meditation? And then I acknowledge that I have the power to change my beliefs and values. But folks, change doesn't just happen. See, we change all the time in the social construct. The illusion seems to change all the time where you go from being aware of one person. One time you're aware of being a kid. Another time you're aware of being an adult, young adult, middle-aged adult, older adult. And all that is happening to you are your beliefs and values that you are using information from others to define who you are. And when you define yourself according to toxicity, you're judging yourself. A lot of judgments, as I talked about yesterday, a lot of judgments in the social construct. We judge ourselves very harshly until we reach a point where we feel powerless. And then everyone else has the power because we idolize and elevate other people over ourselves. We do. That's what we have been taught. To think other people are better, that other people are closer to the power than we are. What do you need today to make you feel good about yourself? What do you need today? Prayer, meditation, and what makes you feel good? When you really think about it, when you want to feel good about yourself, what makes you feel good about yourself? Compliments, success, happiness, some accomplishments. What makes you feel good about yourself? What is absent in your life today? What's absent in your life that you would like to bring into your life so that you can feel good about yourself? Is it money? Wealth? Oh, prosperity? Status? You want something? Or do you believe you feel good about yourself today? And there are moments where we all feel good about ourselves. I know that if I could have a great workout at the gym, there is a moment of peace, clarity, and feeling good about myself. When I feel that way sometimes, I then think about it. Man, I really feel good today. And if I'm not careful or mindful, then the outside comes in to judge my feelings. Why am I feeling good about myself today? See, now I have to explain to myself or justify to myself why I feel good. And the justification has to be attached to something that I have learned from others. So I'm using some type of criteria that somebody said I should use from previous generations. What do you need to make you feel good? What makes you feel good? There are roads in the mind. There are paths in the mind that we travel all the time. So make no mistake that when people say they're thinking outside of the box, they're just thinking within the box to a place that they believe is removed from where they are thinking. So you think I'm out of toxicity because somebody's talking about something that other people may be unaware of. And then you think it's new. But when you work in the path, the inner mind power within the mind, you want to work and travel the middle path between right and wrong thinking, which is a play on words from the Sufi poet. But the middle path is the one that is in between right and wrong thinking. That's the path that people talked about for thousands of years. Now, I didn't learn anything about it in this country, the United States of America, where I'm living. I didn't learn anything about it. I was too busy dealing with learning how to become Americanized and how to become a black person that it was Americanized to think and live a certain way outside of myself, to learn about things that I heard about, hearsay information that victimized me. But I didn't know anything about a middle path, neither did any of my friends. And none of the teachers ever talked about it. Never learned anything about it. No one ever talked to me about right thinking and wrong thinking. No one ever told me about how to overcome pain and suffering except with wealth, education, money, you know, compliments from society, approval from society. That was the only thing that I ever learned about. And I understand today that people are doing the same thing. They're not talking about freeing themselves. They're talking about making life better in the social construct. People want to live on the mountaintop in Bel Air. And if any of you have ever been to Bel Air, you know what I'm talking about. It's beautiful. Everything about Bel Air, that's the success of all the things that are missing in another person's life that you desire to have. But nothing is missing in you except what you believe is missing in you from what other people have told you. But nothing is missing in you. You know why? Because the consciousness of truth is always in you. And that's all you need for power and clarity. See, that's all you need. But when you believe you need a house in Bel Air looking out over the Pacific Ocean, then something is missing in you. When you believe you need education, then something is missing in you. When you believe you need to be married, something is missing in you. And there's something that you use from you, me, and all the others. So this you is all of us. Now, we want to fill this void in our lives with things outside. Then we learn how to self-victimize the mind. So it's no longer thinking of freedom. It's no longer seeking clarity, but it's seeking a way to maintain a way of life in the social construct. So if you're living somewhere today and you're not feeling very well, you're maintaining. Think about that point for a moment. What makes you feel good? I'll be right back. Ask Sister Carol to come back for a moment, and I shall return.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you, Sister Carolyn, for that wonderful message, and she's encouraging all of you, and I am too, to go and get the book Enlightenism so you can learn more about this breakthrough philosophy of achieving power and clarity from the two understand on this broadcast and in the work of Enlightenism. The greater power of God is within, existing as the consciousness of truth. The consciousness of truth is on a journey to express power and clarity to all those who are willing to look within for the power. When you understand that consciousness of truth has been in the world for thousands of years, but it's been in existence beyond human time. And when the consciousness of truth become active, then it begins to reveal things that are unknown in toxicity, things that you have never heard about, that things that I have never heard about. I'm not the consciousness of truth. The consciousness of truth is in me, expressing itself through me because of my willingness to work in the mind and discover it for myself. You know, you heard a person that people believe was enlightened. Some people believe of a certain religious background in the United States of America and around the world. You know, they believe that Jesus was God's only begotten son. I mean, they want to believe that rather than believe in Adam was. But be that as it may, the point I'm making is when you look at the message of Jesus, the Buddha, Krishna, and others, is always similar to any message coming out of consciousness. And that message is, there's a power in you that's greater than you. And when you give up on the power within you, power outside of you becomes greater than you, and then you become a victim of the power outside of you. And then you want to change things outside of you rather than cleanse the mind of its dependency on things outside of you that you've heard about. You're going to find a different way. It's kind of like when you read books and so forth about certain periods of time in this country, where you had African-American people like myself and others, so you people were dealing with police brutality and violence. So you spending time fighting the police and ignoring the people that control the police. It's analogous to that. It's a good example. And so you leave the other part around the source of the police, you forget about. So you want to focus on what you see, the symptoms. And when you focus on victimization and powerlessness, you cannot grasp outside the source of your confusion or the source of the victimization. What is the source? Well, some people say, well, the source is you need more education. That was the thing that came into my life and the lives of millions. People believe that if you could go to Harvard, and Yale, and Stanford, and Cal Berkeley, you could do better. And what they meant, without knowing it, you could have a better life in toxicity. You could have a home in Bel Air and look out over the Pacific Ocean. You can do that if that is what you believe is missing in your life. You can generate money and wealth if that's what's missing in your life. But what is really missing in your life is power and clarity, the power to overcome the conditions in your life, the power to make yourself feel good every day by understanding what makes you feel good. And what makes you feel good, all of us, is to be in a relationship with the consciousness of truth. When you're in the relationship with the consciousness of truth, you always feel good. As long as you are willing to leave behind the past and to give up everything that you have been taught from others and embrace living in the present moment, then everything is always going to be fine. There's nothing missing in your life. You're not a victim. You're not powerless. Your color does not symbolize anything but divine creation. You believe it represents something else based upon some illusory creation that's coming from the social construct, then you become victimized, or you believe you become empowered by it. Check out the blog. I would like for you to check out the blog, letting go of your dependency on the past and letting go of your toxic beliefs and understand what makes you feel good. And when you understand what makes you feel good, then you'll have the clarity to understand that if you're relying upon compliments, wealth, success, and happiness based upon other people, then you have a problem, because that is to make you feel good for very long. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back with you on the air at 12 p.m. tomorrow. Here's Sister Collins. Close us out. Have a great day, folks. Be sure to get the book Enlightenism. It's available at Amazon.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Ever since, it's been a long